You were talking about the different concept for this album, concentrating more just on songwriting, then going to the studio and trying to make it a little more acoustic than the previous one, less produced, the whole thing. What was the intention behind that? Was it also a result of an experience you had with the album before that?
I mean, you should probably answer that.
We actually, the album before that, we loved making it and met some of the most significant players, you know, in our life and the people that are in our band now. And it's still, next to this one, my other favorite Indigo record. But for me, I felt like I had exhausted that for the time being. And I really wanted to make an acoustic record. And I basically just talked Emily into it. Because I don't know if she wanted to make it an acoustic record as badly, but songwriting's always our focus. I just think I wanted to get back to a record that was just stripped down, where the songs were really the central focus, and me and Emily's arrangement of harmonies and guitar playing were really central. So I sort of asked her to do that, and she was up for it, you know. So it was just, I think it was like a big favor for me, actually.
I was totally up for it, but Amy had wanted to make an acoustic record even before we did Come On Now Social, so we had a discussion about it, and as is our way, and I said, well, I don't want to do that yet for this record. And then when it came time to make the Become You, then it was like, okay, that's, you know, it's a good idea, and now feels like the time for both of us, so.
Mm-hmm.